So you work for the Rensselaer County Department of Employment and Training, of which the Summer Youth Employment is a program. How many years have you worked there?
I've been there for 21 years.
How long has the Summer Youth Employment Program been part of?
Over 30 years.
Oh, wow. I've
done this
did
for
not
over 30
realize
years out of Rensselaer County, yes.
Congratulations. What a major accomplishment.
It's great.
We getting ready here at the Sanctuary for Independent Media to participate in our ninth year of working with the Summer Youth Employment Program. And I thank you for coming in and telling us a little bit about the program. What is Summer Youth Employment Program?
Essentially, Summer Youth Employment Program is a federally funded program whereby we can help income disadvantaged youths throughout Rensselaer County, ages 14 through 20, that are able to apply for our program. Each student comes in for an interview. During the interview process, we try to do that that would be conducive to a standard interview when anyone's getting their first job or any job, trying to teach them that important skill. But the other reason we do that is because then we use the information to try to place the appropriate students in the various work sites that we have. We have many different work sites throughout Rensselaer County, ranging from restaurants to your location here at Independent Media, to the various school systems, boys and girls clubs, private companies, county companies, a little bit of everything. So we have many different kinds of positions, from clerical to the more physical aspects of work. It just depends on what is available and what the student might indicate to us during the interview that they would be interested in.
Can you share some of the success stories of this? I mean, all these different sites?
Yeah, a couple of success stories. You've mentioned one to me right here today about a student that has been, I believe you said, 2 years. We're hoping he comes back for his third. And for what you told me about what a wonderful person he was and how he really took to the climate. He had the personality to be speaking as I'm speaking to you now, to be able to go out and take photos, to go out and do work in the garden. That's a success story in of itself. Many of the site locations that we use, one would be an example of a school system. The superintendent of grounds, buildings and grounds, started in our program 15 years ago. And that enabled them to work through the program. After it was over, they did not want to attend college. Instead, they went back to the school to see if they would be interested in hiring them. Well, of course, they did. Not only did they hire them, this person worked his way up and through, and now he's the building and ground supervisor of a major school in Rensselaer County. It's a great story. I use that a lot with the students as we talk to them about the opportunities that they have. Now, let's go back to talking about our age groups. We start people as young as 14 and 15 years of age. Very, very difficult for that person to try to find a job. Most companies aren't hiring until you're at least 16. So we give these young people, 14 and 15 years old, an opportunity to learn from an organization like yours and others some very wonderful entry-level work skills. We pride ourselves not only as calling ourselves the Summer Youth Employment Program, but our motto is building tomorrow's workforce. And that's what we are attempting to do with each and every student and each and every placement.
Building tomorrow's workforce. That's great. And this is funded by Workforce Development Funding. Can you talk a little bit about that funding?
Well,
and
essentially, that funding is a federal funding that trickles down. The federals make that decision. I'm not involved in that. And that trickles down to the state level, and then the state distributes that to the various counties. And like so many other distributions in that fashion, depending on how successful you were the previous year, that can enhance the amount of money that they might release. Our program has been obviously so successful for 30 years, very well received by both the employer community as well as the different parents and students that have participated in this.
That's amazing. I, I hope that that funding continues. It seems to be so important. How have you seen that beyond on the individual level of the one student you said, over all of your time, 21 years, how have you seen this make an effect in our community here in Rensselaer County?
Well, again, it strengthens the community simply by, I think that Steve mentioned earlier, keeping them off the streets. A favorite play of mine, The Music Man, one of the themes there is, an idle mind is the devil's playground. And if we can give these youngsters 14, 15, 16 years of age a five-week program during the summer, when, of course, they're not in school, less structured, I think it enhances the opportunity for them to not only become a better person, maybe make a decision on what kind of occupations they would like, but it also helps the community because now they are servicing the community. And that very skill that they learned from one of our sites might be something that they'll take forth to serve that very community.
That's fantastic. I'm wondering if a student wants to be part of your program, because there are so few opportunities in the summer for many of our youth in Rensselaer County. If for the listening audience, if a student is listening right now, or if there's a parent or a teacher or someone in the community who knows someone who might be really great for the Summer Youth Employment Program, how do they proceed? How does the student apply?
The basic way and the best way, I might add, is to go to the student's school guidance office. That is the location that we forward all of our student applications. And incidentally, those applications are available at all of the school guidance offices right now as we speak. The reason that is because it's a three-part application, one part filled out by the student themselves, one part filled out by the parent or guardian, which includes income verification, and the third part filled out by the guidance office. So it's best to go through the guidance office so that it is returned to them so they can do their part. However, stopping at our location, which is at the Rensselaer County office building, everybody knows it as the DMV building in Troy. On the fourth floor of that building is our Rensselaer County Employment and Training One Stop. Anybody can stop there to receive the application. But we will alert them, if they receive it from us, that it still needs to go to the school guidance so that they can do their part.
That's great. So for those of you who are just tuning in, we are speaking to Bill Morrison, who is the Summer Youth Employment Program Director for the Rensselaer County Department of Employment Training. And we are gearing up right now for our ninth season of Summer Youth Employment Program here at the Sanctuary for Independent Media. For people who are wanting to understand what that one-stop offers, the bigger picture of how the Summer Youth Employment Program fits into Rensselaer County's Department of Employment and Training, could you give us an overview?
Sure. Well, again, we talked about the fact that we have creating the jobs for the youth so that they can develop tomorrow's workforce. But anybody who walks into our office is welcome to come in, enroll for our program, and they are able to take advantage of what we call services, tools, and resources. All of these are free of charge. They include resume development, utilization of a ongoing updated job postings board. We have computers, a total of 8 computers that all have internet access and printing capabilities, so any customer can come in and utilize our computer to use sites such as Indeed.com and LinkedIn to help with their job search. Free copiers, free fax machine, free telephones for local and long-distance phone calls, and those are just the tools. The resources are numerous. We have over 8 counselors in various capacities that are in our office, and at some point it may be appropriate to schedule an individual for an appointment. And that's a step further where they can get direction in career counseling. Somebody comes in and says, you know, I'm tired of what I used to do, but I don't really know where to go. We have the opportunity to help them with that. And so much more. But like anything, it always depends. It always starts with the customer coming up to One Stop and finding out what we're about.
Thank you so much for stopping here and sharing your experiences with the Summer Youth Employment Program and One Stop. We look forward to learning more about this program and sharing it with our community, and we thank you for all the important work you do.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.